Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Richard Sherman Podcast, presented by FanDuel. It might be cold, but the sports calendar is heating up, and there's no place better to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. When you win, you'll get paid fast. FanDuel has lots of ways to play, like the spread, money line, over-unders, team totals, player props, and so much more. And FanDuel is now live in Maryland, so use promo code RS and download the FanDuel app today to start making every moment more.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Volume.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. You know what time it is. It's that time of the night, Sunday night. Mitchell, overtime.
We had 80,
what is it, 84-yard run?
Josh Jacobs taking over, Rich. The folks that are happy in Seattle are the Josh Jacob fantasy football owners, and that's probably about it, man. I mean, holy cow, he ran all over the Seahawks, Rich. This was a crucial game for the Hawks, and they lost it to a now 4-7 Las Vegas Raiders. Your thoughts, man? Let's just kick it off right from here.
Well, the sky was falling for the Las Vegas Raiders, and they decide the team obviously hasn't quit. They haven't given up. Seattle, was never in control of this game. It was a back and forth game the whole game, and a defense. It seemed they made a stop on Jacobs in regulation. And he fumbled the football. The referees determined that forward progress was stopped. That was a huge play in the ball game. Both teams made huge plays, but none bigger than that run. And I got to see the tape, but I don't know what the heck happened. But Josh Jacobs, 303 yards from scrimmage. Like, what? 303? The Raiders decided, defensive line decided to just be beast the whole game and dominate the run game and not allow your boy Kenneth Walker outside of the one touchdown to really sniff anything. It was really an outstanding game. And I mean, you know, you still got solid play from Geno. So it wasn't like, you know, he just played a terrible game. He threw for 328, two touchdowns. He threw one interception. Could have been two interceptions, but you know, you think when you throw 27 for 37, 328, two touchdowns, you think you're winning that game. DK Metcalf, 11 receptions for 90 yards. Quandre, two picks in the first quarter. You would think you win that game, but my goodness, the time of possession was very slanted, and that seemed to be, I mean, they wore him down.
They sure did. I mean, Josh Jacobs, this was a guy that the Raiders organization seemingly wrote off heading into this year. They didn't exercise his fifth-year option on his rookie deal, Rich. I mean, this was his prove-it season, and he is proving it. I mean, the Raiders, let's be real here. They're 4-7, but they're probably a little bit better than their record. I'm sure teams aren't lining up to play the Raiders. They got some talented players on their roster, and they hung with and ultimately beat the Hawks. But where do the Hawks go from here? They're in a tight division battle against the red hot 49ers. We'll get to them next. But what did the Seattle Seahawks need to do to right this ship?
They better. And, they better find a way to beat the Rams. I'm not sure if Matt Stafford's going to play next week or if Perkins is going to play again, but they have to. That's a have to have a game, you know, or it's going to be a very difficult for them to make the playoffs. You know, you got teams like the Washington Commanders. Heinicke. They believe in him. Ron Rivera said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know about the analytics, but this team plays better when he's at quarterback. And that's the truth. You can see that. Some things you just can't measure. And that's one of them. So the Seahawks better get it together. Are they going to find themselves with a very good, you know what I mean, season compared to what expectations were, but a missed opportunity?
Let's stick in the NFC West. I mean, we've seen the San Francisco 49ers dominate of late. Their offense was a little off, but their defense has just been game after game has been getting healthy. And your boy, Nick Bosa, comes up clutch at the end of that game, Rich.
Nicholas John Bosa again. Mitchell, every week, it's like cliche. I could go to sleep and wake up, and if the San Francisco 49ers have played and Nick Bosa played the whole game, he's likely going to have a sack of the quarterback. Or he's going to have a lot of holding calls and chips and things of that nature. But a key ingredient to that, the 49ers get their fourth win in a row, their longest streak since 2019, when we went 8-0 to start the season. The 49ers defense ranks first in points per game, first in yards per game, first in rush yards per game. My goodness, sounds like a pretty good defense. Wait till Eric Armstead returns.
I forgot about Eric Armstead.
Yeah, a lot of people, but you know who didn't forget about him? The San Francisco 49ers.
And he's coming back, Rich. Crazy statistic for this 49ers team. I don't know when the last time this has been done. But since week 7, the 49ers have allowed exactly 0 points in the second half.
Mitchell, I told you at the beginning of the season, Mitchell, this could be the best defense in football. They are complete. All three levels of the defense have big-time playmakers, all pro, Pro Bowl-type players. Talanoa Hufanga will likely find himself on a Pro Bowl team this year with the way he's been playing. Fred Warner has been an all-pro, Pro Bowler. Nick Bosa has been a Pro Bowler. Charvarius Ward may find himself on a Pro Bowl team this year. And Dre Greenlaw is playing as well as anybody. And with that kind of talent, and then you inject Eric Armstead back, and then you potentially get Javon Kinlaw back, and the depth and, like, severity of dealing with that defensive line just gets worse. And you see teams wavering through down the stretch. And the 49ers are all of a sudden getting healthier. They're 4-0, getting healthier and healthier and more and more dangerous. This should have been a game that – The Saints stole, you know, their defense played well enough. They held the offense in check. Jimmy Garoppolo played a solid game, you know, 26-37, 222, one touchdown, no turnovers. But they were stagnant at times. They weren't scoring points. And the defense stood up. The Saints haven't been shut out since 2001. It's been 20 years, over 20 years since they've been shut out. And you know who it took? It took them seeing Nicholas, John, Bosa, and Fred Warner. And the boys, Jimmy Ward. And guess what? Guess what, Mitchell?
What's that, Rich?
Mitchell, it's going to be trouble when they all get fully healthy. Ugh!
I know you're happy and all, you know, high on this defense, but let's be real. They're playing Andy Dalton, Rich. I mean, come on. You know, this was a game they'd probably lose if they were playing my Detroit Lions, who could slap 14 on the board on them. Come on.
I hear you. But guess what? They got a good game next week. They play Mike McDaniel. He's coming home.
Ah, okay. Richard, what does this team have to do to get their offense back to humming, to win this next game? Because this is going to be a true test. I know you like Miami.
I do like Miami. I like the way Tua's playing, but you know who I like better, Mitchell? Nicholas, John, Bosa, Mitchell. It's not going to be easy. Tua been playing really good football. They've been playing good offensively. They got Hefe. I think he got a little banged up today. But they got to deal with this 49ers defense, who's going to be even more stout with Eric Armstead coming back fresh. Eric Armstead hasn't played since like week 6. He's going to be fresh. His ankle's healed up. His foot's healed up. It's going to be a tough game for him. It's a Monday night game, so they get a little bit more of a rest. They were kind of lethargic through this game coming from Mexico. But they just got to execute better. You know, we got to call it better. They're rusty. They're rusty. You play a game, you don't practice a lot because Kyle's trying to take care of his players. They got to do better. But you know who did ball out today, Mitchell?
Can I just say it for you, Rich?
Please do.
It's not Zach Wilson.
I'll
tell you that much. It's his buddy Mike White. Rich?
Mitchell.
Talk to me about the Jets. They finally got their right man in there, and it's not the number two overall pick.
Mitchell, imagine if he was the number two overall pick and he was playing like this. They'd be saying everything they were saying about Trevor Lawrence about him. Hey, like, this is what he came in to do. Like, that's what I hate about this league. I hate the pedigrees. I hate, oh, the scouts had this guy. He had all his talent. His ceiling is so high. It's shut up. Either they can play or they can't play. Like, shut up. I don't want to hear his ceiling. I don't want to hear potential. What happened when he got on the field? He played? Did he play well? Did he live up to the expectations? He didn't? Then don't say anything else about him. I don't care about potential. Potential is the most overused, overrated thing I've ever heard. And that's all you hear with these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks. Potential, potential, potential. I'm a production guy. Production, production, production. Mike White has production. I mean, he started four times. He's completed 70% of his passes, had 300 yards multiple times. He had three touchdowns and 300 yards multiple times. Like, he's a good quarterback. And if he just had the same moniker and pedigree that Zach Wilson had, everybody would be over the moon about what he's doing because he's a great player. But he had to earn it from the bottom. He had to grind it, grind it, grind it. He had to fight for an opportunity. There's only 32 starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. And without that pedigree, you rarely get the opportunity. So people are like, well, Zach Wilson's still going to come back. Like, for what? When has he shown the kind of game that Mike White just played at all?
I can't point one out.
And no, because it doesn't
we'll
exist.
Be able to.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
And moreover, dude, he's getting his guys involved. I mean, Elijah Moore, first touchdown of the season, ironically, as soon as Mike White is under the center and Zach Wilson isn't playing. Garrett Wilson, you know, career day for him, two tutties, 95 yards, five receptions. I mean, this team was humming right from the jump, you know. Mike White put all the critics to bed right away. I mean, if this is a guy that wants control of this team, first possession, boom, touchdown. That's how you get it done, Rich.
Mitchell, they hadn't scored on the first possession the entire year. They had not scored on the first possession the entire – there were only two teams that hadn't scored on the first possession, and they were one of them. And what does Mike White do in his first start this season? He says, oh, y'all want to – let's get it down the field. Let's get in the end zone real quick. Let's put that to bed. And he does it. And then you hear about how his teammates are talking about him. They talk about his work ethic. They talk about how prepared he is, even when he was the number three quarterback. You hear about how happy they are for him, how much fun they're having. That's when you know you got a special guy. And again, if this was the number two pick in a draft, if we just took everything away and swapped the stories of Zach Wilson and Mike White and it was just Mike White drafted too, and he's playing this well, and his teammates are saying this about him, you'd be like, hey, they made the right pick. Like, man, look, they got a franchise guy. But since he was a fifth-round pick, since he's an unheralded guy, you're not talking about, oh, well, they found their franchise quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback. If you're going to sit there and wait for a guy who's obviously shown he's not capable of playing this kind of football, like, it went from an anemic offense to, like, oh, my God, look at how many playmakers they got on the field. Like, everybody was saying the season was lost. Wait till Breece Hall comes back. All right. With this. Like, my goodness.
Mike White is the guy that organizations literally dream of. Like, this is, I'm not going to call him Tom Brady, but anytime you get a quarterback fourth round or later, I mean, love Dak Prescott, late round guy, right? These quarterbacks are organization changers from a cap space standpoint. They come out of nowhere, right? And the only thing holding Mike White back right now is the fact that you drafted someone else number two overall. Richard, I'm going to put you in a very tough position, right? You are Robert Saleh. You have a team that is 7-4, poised to make the playoff and potentially, who knows, make a run. We've talked about them a handful of times throughout the year. They've got great playmakers, young guys. What do you do with this quarterback situation going forward?
That's not a tough situation, Mitchell. That's not tough at all. I go with Mike White. I know he gives my team the best chance to succeed. I know my team is confident in him. I know he's better for the locker room. I know he's better for my defense. You heard Sauce talking about the defense. Like, hey, man, we were talking on the sideline. We ain't got that long of a break during the game in so long because they don't have long drives with Zach Wilson. He's not going to complete the normal everyday passes. The running backs aren't getting checkdowns. You see everybody's hitting on all cylinders, and they got a chance. I guarantee you the Minnesota Vikings, the Buffalo Bills, the teams that they're about to face in the upcoming weeks are definitely not as comfortable or confident as they were when Zach Wilson was playing. They beat the Buffalo Bills with Zach Wilson playing. Mike White's going to be a whole different animal for them to deal with. Whole different animal.
No question. Richard, I want to transition to another Wilson. Russell Wilson. And we'll keep it brief here because I don't want this to be all about Russell Wilson. I mean, this Broncos team is probably the biggest letdown of this season. But there was a clip from today's game that went viral. One of the defensive linemen for the Broncos, I can't remember his name right now, but got in Russell Wilson's face. And you talk about wanting to play for a teammate like the Jets are with Mike White right now, right? And now you're talking with a defense that is number one in red zone defense, playing and supporting cast for an offense that is number 32 in red zone offense. And finally, the frustrations are starting to boil over. Talk to me about what's going on within this Broncos organization. You called it from the jump of the season. I'm just going to let you take it.
It's different when the quarterback comes in and he's a rookie. He's a young guy and he struggles. And everybody can understand that. You know, you'll see guys have more patience. They'll have more understanding. They'll just say, hey, man, he's a young guy. He's going through he's learning. He's doing this. You're like, okay. But you see this stat floating around that they would have been 9-1 if they had just scored 18 points in every ball game. They've been 9-1 if they averaged 18 points. And that's tough. That's tough for a defense to deal with. And the way they were talking about Russell Wilson, if you go back to the offseason, the way they were talking about it, like, hey, we're one quarterback away. We're a quarterback away. We're a quarterback away. Then they got him, and they were like, he's the piece. He's the leader. He's what we needed. He's exactly what – they're likely going to have a worse record this year than they did last year. And they traded for him, and I told you, they signed him to the big deal before they ever saw him play. And that is troubling for a team in general. Like, sure, the teammates, nobody's going to say anything while it's happening. They're like, okay, you got the franchise quarterback. Like, things are good. Like, cool. But as adversity comes, as things kind of fall apart, as they have over the last, and he's not playing well, then the doubt starts to creep in, the anger starts to creep in, the frustration, the lashing out starts to happen. And you'll see it likely more and more throughout the season because that defense has played well enough to win some of these games this year, and they've struggled and they've lost. You know, you get in a game where you've given up one touchdown in a game and you lose the game. It's frustrating. And so that's what's going to be hard for this team going forward, is that there is so much given to him so early on without, like, it's proven. Like, when I got to San Francisco, your reputation precedes you. I'm an all pro. I'm a pro bowler. I'm a guy. But you still got to put it on tape. You can't go out there and play bad. So during the Super Bowl year, I'm an all pro. I'm a pro bowler. Like, I've put it on tape again. I've reminded you. I've done it in front of you. So now the respect level is back to where it should be. The acclaim. Otherwise, they're just telling you about, man, I used to watch your videos. You used to be such and such and such. You used to be, man, I used to watch such and such. No, watch me now. I'm balling. And so that's the hard part for that defense, is that they're playing at a high level and it's going without reward. And he's making a lot of money. He's going to continue to make a lot of money. The Denver Broncos cannot get out of that deal. The cap hits are ridiculous. I think it's 105 next year if they cut him, 85 after that, 49 after that. They have no way of getting out of these contracts. Everybody's going to call for firing people. But at the end of the day, they got to find a way to make it work. They have to find a way to make it work. And the Seattle Seahawks are benefited right now. Seattle Seahawks traded him, and right now they're sitting at the number 3 draft pick in the next draft, and I'm sure they're pretty happy with them.
I'll say it for you. I think this goes down. I would love to see. I mean, trades in the NFL are not as prevalent as MLB and, you know, NBA, NHL. This goes to show you why not a whole lot of teams trade in the NFL. This goes down probably as the worst trade, and I'm going to call it in sports history right now, Rich. I mean, you're giving up a top 5 pick, most certainly what it looks like, for next year to get a guy you got to pay $240+ million and is going to anchor down your cap space and roster flexibility for the next 5+ years. I mean, I guarantee you, if you poll Denver fan base, would you rather have Teddy Bridgewater or Russell Wilson, independent of all the nonsense with the draft picks and the cap space? You got to have a lot of fans asking for Teddy Two Gloves back, Rich. I mean, my goodness. And it's only going to continue to get worse and worse and worse with the added pressure going season by season by season. Because we're seeing what happens with the Rams when you don't have first-round picks. Different parts of your roster start to slip down. And that's what's going to happen with the Broncos, Rich. They're only going to get worse before they get better.
Right. And I almost feel bad for him, because it's not like he asked for this. I guess he kind of did. He asked for the trade. But this is a lesson to teams. You do not pay people until you see them play for your team. You do not re them up until you see them play. He had 2 years on his deal. And if they would have saw him play the first 10 games, they likely would have never signed the extension. They likely would have never extended him. They would have been like, hey, okay, we see what we got. It's unfortunate. We can cut our losses, or we can eat it. We can move on from this. It goes down as a bad trade. But they compounded it exponentially when they gave him such a big deal and locked him in so long term that they can't do anything. You can fire Hackett. You can fire everybody and say, oh, we fired the coaches. Well, you're still stuck with the same team, and it's not – a roster that a good head coach is going to say, I'm excited to go in there and deal with that roster. It's a good defense. It's got playmakers on the defense. You got playmakers on the offense, but it's not coming together well. And it's very few coaches that are stepping to that situation and be like, hey, I'm ready to take the helm. So it's like, you, no matter what, you're sitting there saying, fire, 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 fire. That's not always the answer. The grass ain't always greener.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to get more out of this NFL season? Well, now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to touchdown scores to over-under yards. This Monday night, we're going with the Indianapolis Colts. -2.5, and we're doing a same game parlay, parlaying him with Jonathan Taylor, anytime touchdown score. FanDuel is also now live in Maryland. Marylanders, make sure you get in on the action also with great offers, boosts just for you. So don't miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in free bets when you join FanDuel with promo code RS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. It expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'll leave you with this, Rich. The Broncos are averaging 14.2 points per game. As a franchise, that is their worst in history through 11 games since 1966. That is that. Now, I'm going to take you to a quarterback, and you've already referenced him, that a team is happy to play for. Taylor Heinicke. These Commanders look somewhat for real.
Mitchell, you keep messing with it. It almost happened to Tom Brady a few years ago on a Super Bowl run. He ran into Taylor Heinicke, and he almost got sent home by a kid nobody knew, nobody expected, a little gunslinger, and he's out there playing with no fear, and he's still that guy. He gets to the playoffs this year. He's already beat the Eagles. Philadelphia does not want to see him again. They do not want to see that team. And you can say what you want about it. They don't. It's not a good matchup for him. They're not afraid of him. Obviously, Jordan Davis will be back. They got Sue now. They got reinforcements. But they're gonna make life very difficult for somebody if they play them in the first round of the playoffs. Nobody's gonna go and say, "Hey, man, we want to see the Washington Commanders and get this easy win." And you might beat them. It's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be a dogfight.
And this is a story of a coach and Ron Rivera. I know he was helped in his decision by the injury to Carson Wentz, but things were not going right with Carson Wentz. And then all of a sudden, they were going great when Taylor Heinicke took over. Here's a coach in Ron Rivera who's got a number of years of experience in this league and is giving the hot hand ample opportunity to put this team on his back and get him wins. And I think your boy Robert Saleh can probably take the same notes and give the keys to the car over to Mike White, right? And let him win some games for the rest of the season for him.
He's already done it, but listen to this, Mitchell. This is a stat. Everybody's a stat guy. Wins are a quarterback stat. I hate it. But since that's what they want to live by, Taylor Heinicke in his last 14 starts is 10-4. That's why it was always weird when they made the Carson Wentz trade, because it's like he's not a world. Taylor Heinicke's not a world beater, but like you made a lateral move. You know what I mean? Again, you talk about potential, ceiling, you know, things like that. Like, you made a lateral move. And you made a lateral move when you have a guy that the team plays for. They rally behind. Like, it's just like the San Francisco 49ers with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, sure, they believe in Trey Lance, but they play for Jimmy Garoppolo. You can just hear the way their teammates talk about him, the way they fight for him, the way the quarterback fights for the team. You see it. They may not be the most talented, high-ceiling guys, arm talent, or make these crazy arm angle throws. They are winners, though. You look at Jimmy Garoppolo's record to winning. He wins, Mitchell.
I understand that, Rich. Let's go to the NFC South.
Let's not, Mitchell.
The only reason we have to is because you played for him last year, Rich. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about this team, but I mean, let's just start with the Buccaneers. I mean, I don't know who wants to win this division. Can we take a poll amongst players in the NFC South? who wants to win this division? Because it certainly doesn't look like anyone wants to, Rich.
Well, apparently, it's the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers want to win it. They just got the win this week. They're the only team in the NFC South to win this week. So apparently, they want to win it this week. Right now, the Bucs are still first in the division. Even with that loss, it was a heartbreaking loss. Deshaun Watson comes back this week for the Cleveland Browns, so it was good for Jacoby Brissett. He really wanted to beat Tom Brady. Obviously, he played behind him for a number of years, and it was a cool moment, a cool story for him. But it's just unfortunate for that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team who continually they're getting more and more beat up throughout the season. They lost Tristan Wirfs, their starting right tackle, who has been a foundational piece. He has not missed games. Sure. He does not miss games. He is foundational. You know he's going to be there, and you know he's going to play well. So thankfully, they got some positive news in that respect, that it's not as serious as they thought. But still, for him to get beat up with that offensive line already so beat up, they're hoping Ryan Jensen comes back, who would be an enormous boost for them. But you got to tread water until then. Like, things will get better, but you got to win in the meantime. You got to find a way to pull these games out. And they had a chance. They had a chance in regulation to pull it out. They had a chance to make better decisions in terms of how they use their timeouts, and they just didn't. It's just, and they host the Saints on Monday Night Football. It's going to be a dogfight, man. It's going to be a dogfight, and it always is a dogfight in that division. But man, they got to stack some wins together soon.
Well, what sucks most about that game, especially with it being on Monday night, I'm sure going into the season, everyone thought it was going to be a hell of a game. And can we flex out of that one, Rich, you think?
And Mitchell, I'm a flex out of it. I'm a flex out of it. You know that.
Here's a statistic for you. Tom Brady, going into this week, had not lost a game on his career while leading 7 points or more in the final 2 minutes. He was 218-0. The Browns snapped that record for him.
Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, with the Browns. Now, next week's different for the Browns, Rich. They got Deshaun Watson coming in. I mean, the Browns are 4-7. What can Deshaun give them? You know, he do anything for them? Do they have an outside shot of turning this around?
Mitch, if they win six straight with Deshaun Watson, they may give him another $200 million. Mitchell, I don't see that happening. If Deshaun Watson gets this Browns team to the playoffs, Mitchell, they may make a statue of him and give him property and part ownership in the Browns. Like, it's going to be crazy. It's going to take a remarkable, but defensively, they played a really solid game. They held Tom Brady in check. They held Mike Evans in check. Tom Brady had some throws that he could have made that he didn't. It's just a weird, weird year, and nobody seems to. It's almost like the NFC South and the NFC East traded places, and the NFC East is balling. They're balling. You got multiple teams that could win it. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys are playing well. Zeke had probably his best game of the season last week on Thanksgiving. Your Detroit Lions gave the Buffalo Bills all they could handle. That was crazy.
Watch out.
Watch out. You know, the future is bright in Detroit.
Yeah, right.
Or not, but whatever. I don't know. It's there. The future is there. And Jameson Williams is practicing. That's going to be something positive for them. And then the Giants. The Giants gave the Dallas Cowboys all they could handle. It's going to be a fun fight in these playoffs. The playoffs are going to be interesting. I got a feeling it's going to be some freak team is going to beat somebody they should not beat. And it's going to, I'm not saying it's going to be the Bengals in the Super Bowl again, but it's going to be something like that.
I think, as you said, Rich, this year just seems a little different. You know, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are all very, very competitive, and the top dogs don't seem to have that much separation as they've had in years past. I mean, the Bills seem beatable. You know, I mean, Detroit almost beat them. I mean, Kansas City looks great, but they don't, you know, they don't have Tyreek anymore. They might be beatable, you know. I think you called it at the beginning of the season. I think the Miami Dolphins are the team that looks like they're playing with some extra ammo right now. I mean, they looked – I know they were playing Houston, but goodness. And that division, the AFC East, look out.
It's a dogfight. And they're trying to send four teams to the playoffs in that division. I mean, and it's not a crazy, crazy thought, Mitchell. They could.
And you're going to be in Foxborough next Thursday, Rich. I mean, you got finally a big time game. Thursday Night Football, Buffalo at New England.
Mitchell, it's a freaky scenario where those New York Jets win this division and get a home game in the playoffs. Mitchell, I
want it.
Twitter may implode and I may help it implode. if that happens. But there are scenarios where it could happen. Buffalo has been beatable. The Miami Dolphins have some very tough games down the stretch. They have a tough schedule. They have to beat the 49ers. You know, they lose that game, they're four losses. And the Jets are looking at four losses. So it's 7-4. What are we talking about? We're right here. And so anything can happen down this stretch, Mitchell. In those playoffs, home field kind of matters. But we watch teams literally go on the road every game and win it. And it didn't happen last year, but it happened with Tampa Bay. They played the Super Bowl in their home city. I don't think the Cardinals will be doing that this year. But, you know.
So anything's possible, Rich.
No, that's not possible, Mitch. Let's not get too crazy.
This concludes our Sunday, week 12, Sunday week 12. We got a big game this evening, a little less so tomorrow night with the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, Richard, I'll let you sign us off here as we go into the week.
Well, it was another great week of football. Football season is coming into crunch time. Get your fix while you can, because before you look up, it's going to be over and gone, and you're going to be counting down the days. They're going to be saying 180 days or so till football returns, and everybody's going to be suffering through trying to get there, watching old videos and formulating opinions about what's going to happen next season and free agency and the draft and all that. So keep enjoying the game. Subscribe if you're new. We'll see you next time on Wednesday with the new guest. Let you know soon.
Selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.